Oh man, you know, just the talent that he brings on the field, you know, he's just a threat within himself, and you know, they have threats all over that field, you know, starting with the quarterback. So man, it's just, you know, it's gonna be, you know, somebody else gonna have a big hands, you know. They're gonna have somebody else to really worry about, and Gronk is a guy that, you know, you gotta keep an eye on him all the time because he can make a big play, and you know, he's good in the run too.
I know that you were honest and candid after the loss Yes. on Sunday. How long does it take you to get that out of your system? I know you guys like to use the term reset button.
Man, you have to, you know, it's the 24 hours, man. You get that, you know, that 24 hours to really just, you know, watch and see what you can do. But really, it's just a learning experience, man. You know, there's no perfect seasons, man. You know, the only people who had that was the Dolphins. And, you know, even though you're pushing for that, you know, it's no perfect season. So you're going to have to use that reset button, you know, here or there through the season. You hope you don't have to do it very often. But you got to get used, you know, you don't want to get used to that, but, you know, you have to use it here and there. And, you know, this week we got to use the reset button. Hopefully we don't have to, you know, use that very often.
In this league, is it about one or two guys? If they don't carry out their assignment, then a play could work for the opposition when you talk about the talent level in the National Football League?
Yeah, you know, it's, in this league, man, if even one person is off, it's not one or two, even just one person off, they will find you. You know, they, you know, the way the plays in this league are, you know, set up, is set up to, you know, read at levels, or, you know, running backs read through, you know, progression and things like that. And if one person misses a spot, man, it typically turns into big plays in this league. You know, the talent level is really good, because if they get the ball in their hand, you know, these players and these running backs and these wide receivers, they're good enough to go for it every time. So that's why you have to be really disciplined. You have to be really detailed at your work, and you got to enjoy the process.
How much do you think about last year when you played this game?
Not at all. You know, I go back to the film for, you know, film study and stuff like that. But, man, last year's last year, you know. Sure, we were thinking about last year, man. People wouldn't be, you know, still talking to us about that loss last week. So we got to worry about what we're doing this year. We got to worry about focus on, you know, the process that we have to do to get better for these last two games, and, you know, get better for this week. You got to focus on this year hard enough. You know, you can't be thinking about last year.
Is there any difference you see in Brady? I mean, you know, some of the things that he did last year and stuff.
Nah.
He's got Gronkowski now. He's got Brandon Cooks now. Talk about that.
Nah, the way he goes through his process, what makes him so good is he does it all the same. It doesn't matter who he has on the field. It doesn't matter what players. You know, they're a team that, you know, is big on doing their job. You know, and no matter who's in, and, you know, Gronk is a different talent, yes. But, you know, even without him in that offense, you know, that offense is pretty good, you know, and he finds a way to make that offense run whenever, you know, whenever and however he wants.
Is there a way to defend Gronk? I mean, a couple times this season, you know, you see guys seeming like they're in perfect position, and
yeah.
He still makes a play.
Man, you got to make him compete. You got to make him compete all the way to the ground, man. And Gronk's one of those players, and he enjoys that kind of stuff. He, you know, he's one of the best, you know, in the league for a reason, man, and he's going to, you know, you're going to make some pass breakups, and, you know, he's going to catch some balls. You just got to, you know, try to make the most you can.
Nah,
I go back to it, you know, every now and then to see, you know, like, what did we do, you know, stuff like that. Like, what would they look at? What would they try to attack, you know, the second time, you know, what we got better at? You know, just really just for feedback, you know. It's, you know, I try not to watch it that often, though.
How much does your familiarity with Cooks, having faced him so many times, him being in New Orleans, help you going into this week with him?
Man, just knowing, like, the kind of talent he is, that's typically all you can bring over from what he was doing at, you know, the Saints. But here they have him, you know, really doing everything. You know, he lines up anywhere. You know, he's a guy that they move in certain formations and, you know, great situation. They always trying to get him in a great one-on-one situation. So, you know, we just know that he's going to be a guy that, you know, you got to make your plays on.
Is he the fastest receiver you guys have seen yet this year?
I don't know. We go against some fast wide receivers. But, you know, I never personally really guarded him, so I can't really, you know, gauge his speed. I know he's a speedster and stuff like that. But, you know, that's more like a truth one or a Rocky kind of question.
It's so early in the season for you guys, but for your offense, waiting for them to kind of produce.
I don't play offense.
I know, I understand that, but just as a whole team, waiting for those guys to produce the kind of explosive plays. How do you guys view that as a defense?
We do our job; they do their job. You know, we don't worry about them. You know, we have to do. You know, our job is hard enough to worry about. So, you know, we over there worrying about, you know, what they're doing, man. I think our offense is doing good enough. They're putting up enough points. We just, you know, maybe we look at ourselves and take it upon ourselves to just do better. We'll be right back.